Veterans Affairs officials in Alaska want to provide Homer veterans with more health services and a larger clinic. But there's a hang-up. In a trend seen around the state and its large veteran population, the estimate is that only half of the overall numbers of vets are signed up for insurance through the VA. And without more registered vets, it may be harder to justify additional services. Dr. Timothy Ballard is the director of the Alaska Veterans Affairs Healthcare System. Ballard says that there's an estimated 90,000 veterans in Alaska, and potentially having less than half of them registered is a roadblock standing in the way of any attempt to expand services in the state.
So it's very difficult for my mental health care providers across the state to be able to help these veterans out if they're not being seen, if we don't have information on them, if they're not actively using the system.
Currently, the Vet Center, another branch of the VA, provides monthly mental health services in Homer, while the VA itself provides healthcare services a few days per week at South Peninsula Hospital. Alaska VA spokesperson Sam Hudson says the VA put in the paperwork to build a standalone clinic in Homer. Hudson says the VA is working to register more people in the Homer area.
This is not your father's VA. We're much different. We're much better. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. But are we getting better? Absolutely.
Hudson says they are making progress. Now it's almost a requirement for people who are separating from the military to sign up for care.